الرحمن الرحيم. All praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor and glory due, the unique with perfect attributes. He begets not, nor he is begotten. He has no equal, but he is the Almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with Allah. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah. To him belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamp giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Amen. So inshallah, sisters, today I want you to open page number 40, because inshallah we will learn inshallah four letters. These are the last four letters of the Arabic language. Inshallah. So let us open page number 40. Okay. And okay, you can also, yes, page number 40. Okay. And I want you to look with me. Okay. I want you to look with me now on the board, okay? The letters which you will have it today, inshallah, these are the last four letters of the Arabic language, okay? These letters, in order to make it easy for you, I want you to remember in English the letters L, M, N, okay? In English, we have the letters in the English alphabet, okay? L, M, N. Okay, following each other. In Arabic, we'll have three letters following each other, similar to L, M, N. How to pronounce them is the same. Okay, so the first letter is the letter Lam. This is the letter Lam. The letter Lam, when you pronounce it like the letter L. And when you write it opposite the letter L. You see? So whenever you see this letter, okay, it will remind you of what? Opposite L. Okay, this is opposite the letter L. Okay, so how I will pronounce it? I will pronounce it like the letter L. So it is opposite the letter L in the way of writing, and it will be pronounced like the letter L. This is the letter Lam. Its name here, the name is Lam. This is the symbol which is opposite the letter L. Okay, and like the Lord, this is La. Lord, when you say La, when someone will come and ask you, you will do the homework. When I tell you, sister, you will do the homework, you tell me La. La means no, never, never. We will never do the homework. Okay, this is the La. This is Lam Alif. Okay, this is the Lam Alif, La. Whenever anyone talk with you Arabic and tell you La, 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 no, no, no. Okay, how you will write the Lam? Okay, you will write the Lam when you will remember the letter L, and you write it opposite the letter L. How you pronounce the Lam? Opposite, you pronounce it like the letter L. Okay, so now this is Alhamdulillah letter L. Okay, let us move to page number 41 to learn how to pronounce the letter L. Okay, now I want you to look to page number 41. Okay, I want you to look here. Okay, this is the Lam. Okay, you can look with me here, sister. This is the Lam with the Fatha. Okay, Lam with Fatha. So it is L, La. You see La? Lam with Fatha, La. Just La. 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 You see this La? This is the La. No. In Arabic, when you tell me, sister Mona, this and this, I tell you La. No. This no. Okay, the meaning of La is no. This is the La. Okay, so it is La. La. So it is La.
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 Lu.
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 Li.
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 Okay, alhamdulillah, this is the letter La. Okay, clear? Now I will show you, I want you to get the paper which we copy it today. Okay, you get the paper, okay? This is, we copy today this from the Quran, so that we start reading together. Okay, now I want you to look with me in this word, the first word in the corner. Okay, this one. This one is what I want you to look with me here. This is... This is what?
This is...
Qol. Qol.
Qol.
Qol. Okay, I want you, when you look to this word, you say that I will divide it. This is the letter Qaf with the Dhamma plus the letter Lam with the Sukun. So it is Qol. 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 Okay, this is Qol. Okay, this is number one. Now we learn the, what is this? Qol. Not Qu. Qaf with the Dhamma is Qu. La. Qol. Qul. Qul. Okay, this is Qul. Now we will learn the most... I will keep this one because... Okay, now I want you to read for me this one. This is a word, okay? You see? You see? Yalid. Lam yalid. Lam ya lid. You see, I will divide it. It will be ya with fatha, lam with kasra, dal with sukun. Ya lid. Lam ya lid. Lam. Okay. When I will give the lam. Okay. Again, I want you to read for me this word. Okay, now. We will divide it. Yes, we will divide it. This is the ya with the dhamma. Okay? And then the waw, waw preceded by a dhamma. So the waw will be what? Will be long vowel. Okay? Now the waw is a long vowel. Okay? Plus the lam with the fatha. Okay? Plus the dal. Okay? Plus the dal. Okay? So how we will read it now? I will say, you... Lad. Clear or not? You, if it is not clear, I want to clarify it to you. Okay? Because you will start to read, inshallah, now. You lad. You lad. Okay? You lad. So, alhamdulillah, now we read qul. Okay? We read yalid. Okay? We read you lad. I am trying to show you the letter lam. Okay? This is clear now. Again, I want you to look to the paper with you. What is this word?
Qul.
What is the next? Down?
Qul.
Alhamdulillah. So now we can read the word Qul. Okay. Now we will move to the next letter because always in the Arabic, the lam with the meem. The lam with the meem with the noon. They are always, subhanallah, in many words. So we will learn it now. Okay, now we said that what is after the lam in English, what is after the L in English? The M. M. Okay, so after we learn lam, we will learn the M. M is meme. Okay, M is meme. It equals to the letter meme. Okay, how we write the letter meme? Okay, this is M. When you pronounce it, it is M. Okay, you know, this is M. Okay. M, 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 M. This is the meme. And this is N, 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 N. This is the noon. Okay? So this is the two letters. Okay, now, what is this? This is M, M. When I say M, I concentrate on the M. This is the meme. When I say N, this is the noon. So this is the M, and this is the N. This is the family. We finished like this. We have only this letter. Now I want to concentrate on this one and this one. They are all the time in the Arabic language. Very common. Now this is the meme. Okay, how I write the meme? I make a circle and a straight line and then, you know, a horizontal line down. This is the meme. This is the letter meme. But when I will write it on the line, this is at the end of the word. For example, okay, meme. Let me give you a word with the meme. This is bim bim, for example. Bim bim. Okay? Because this is the letter B. with the kasr, meem, sukoon, beh, kasra, meem. I want you to see the way to write the meem in the middle and the meem at the end. In the middle, I cut this one. Okay? Again. Okay, I will show you again something else. Okay. What is this word? This word. Muhammad. 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 Okay, how I know that this is Muhammad? When I see the circle with the straight line, I say to myself a letter M. Okay, when I see the ha, I say to myself, this is the H, heavy one. When I see again M, again M, and then the Dal, okay, the Muhammad. This is Muhammad. Okay, so I want you to know now, when you see the circle and extended like this, this is the letter Mim. Okay, when I see this one, I remember the M. Okay, so it is m. Okay, this is the meme. So when we will look to the paper, okay, page number 41, again, what is the first one? I wrote for you the letter meme with the two shapes. First is the meme when it is at the end, and this is the meme when it is in the middle or in the beginning of the word. Page number 41, okay, after we finish the lam, now we are in the meme. Can you read for me, sister?
Ma.
Okay.
Ma.
Very good.
Mu.
Mm?
Mu.
Okay.
Mi.
Mm?
Mi.
Very good. Again, ma, ma, all of us together. Ma, ma, ma. Mu.
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 Mi.
Mi. Mi. I want you now in your notebook in the opposite page, I want you to write for me the letter lam. Okay, like this one. Lam with fatha, يعني la, la. So that you get familiar with the letters more. La, la. Lu, lu. Li, li. Ma, ma. Whatever is on the right side, you write it on the left side. Okay? So that, but I want you, yes, this is very good. No, no. La, la. Very good. Then ma, but ma, I want you not to make this one. Ma. Mu, mi.
Don't make this one.
No, this one is at the end. Always forget about the end. I want the meme at the beginning. Okay, it is always in the beginning, like Muhammad.
Okay,
so that, alhamdulillah.
You know this one also?
Okay, so I want you, while you are writing it, I want you to say, la, la, lu, lu, li, yes.
I guess it's the way you wrote it.
Okay,
the la, la.
Okay.
The, I thought it's supposed to be alif and then lam then alif.
No, the la, la, you are confused with the la.
La.
La. Okay, la. I will show you. Okay, I will show you the la. Okay. Now this is the letter lam. Okay? Lam. Okay, then this is the letter alif. Okay? For example, okay? So how I will write it? The lam always will carry the alif. Okay, this is the, in Arabic. The Arabic, if you have a lam and then alif, the lam will carry the alif. Okay, so it will be lam alif. It is always called the lam alif. Okay, lam alif. Here? No, but okay, but no, the kaf, I tell you. This is the kaf. The kaf must have this one. You see? This is the kaf. It has this one. The lam is just opposite L. Opposite L. But when the lam...
But sometimes the
yes.
Calf looks like this.
Yeah. The calf like this?
Yeah, like
okay.
That.
Okay, but where is the hamza?
That's calf.
This is the hamza. The calf must have a hamza. The calf must have... When you are right, I will clarify to you. The calf has two shapes. If it will be in the middle, it will be with this... You know, with this line. So it is never confused with the lam. If it is at the end, it will have the hamza. So it is never confused with the. The two shapes of letter kaf cannot be confused with the lam. Okay? So now, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, I just want you now to know about the letter meme again and again, because letter meme, now we will see how it is very common. Okay? So now, alhamdulillah, you know the letter meme. I want now... Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. One of you to read for me this word. Okay, letter by letter. I want one of you whom she doesn't know Arabic before. You, I know, okay. You don't know Arabic before?
No, it's me.
No? Who? I, okay, go ahead. Because, my, okay, you know Arabic before. Okay, no problem. You are improving. You are. I will give you again. But I want the very basic one so that I feel that she realized, you know. Okay, go ahead.
Al.
Sa.
Ma.
Very good. As-samadu. Excellent. MashaAllah. You see? You see now, alhamdulillah. As-samadu. Okay. A-le-sa-ma-du. As-samadu. Okay. Now I will give another word. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Okay. Sister Mahiba. Okay. Go ahead. What is this? Okay. Now, sisters, we are reading. So it's the Surah Al-Ikhlas. So please. Look with me, what is this?
Lam.
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 Lam. Okay, this is Lam. Okay, so now, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, we will have the last letter, okay, which is Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. What is, okay, we have to have the noon now. We'll have the noon because with the noon we will read, inshallah, everything. The last letter, now we have the letter lam, which was like the L, and we have the letter meem, which is like the M. What is the last one? It's the N. Because L, M, N. Okay, neh. What is the neh in Arabic? The neh in Arabic is a half cup, okay, or half curve with a dot. Okay, you have to know that this neh is different from the bah. You see how I write the na and how I write the bah? Okay, the na is like a half a circle with a dot. Okay, but the bah is different. The bah has a very long, you know, this line is very long in the bah. You have to know the difference of the na and the bah. Okay, now what is this? When I look to any, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, this straight line, this is horizontal line, okay, this horizontal and this is straight, and with a dot, what is this? This is nah. What is this? This is nah. 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 What is this? This is mah. Mah. This is mah. This is nah. Ma, na. I want you to repeat it many times because we are moving quickly. Okay? Ma, na. Ma, na. Ma, na. Ma, na. Ma, na. Okay, so if we look to page number 41 again, okay? If we look to page 41, okay? What is, okay? You see, mashallah. Okay, I want you to read for me this one. Okay, noon with a fatha is what?
Na.
And na, this is, you see, the first one which I write it is the noon at the end. Okay, the one beside it is the noon at the beginning. Okay, beginning. Okay, so it is na. Na, na. Okay, then nu, nu, nu. Ni, ni, ni. Please write in your notebook, okay, fulfill the spaces for the na. So that you have time, write na. Na, na, nu, nu, ni. Right, you know where I put dots? Please write instead of the dots so that at least you are writing. Okay, write, please, here and here, here and here.
Okay,
okay, so that you feel that you are writing because, you know, alhamdulillah, you are moving with me very quickly, but I want you to take some time also. Otherwise, you feel that we're moving very quickly.
So which one is
beginning? This is the beginning. This is the beginning, yes. No, yes. This is at the middle or at the end, but the most important at the beginning. Okay, so now I will give you this word, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Okay, who will read for me? I will give you two words. So, mashallah, most of you had basic Arabic before? Most of you. Okay. Malik. Malik. Maliki. Maliki, okay. Maliki. Maliki. Okay? Maliki. Who will read this word now? Now I want you, when you read the word first for me, okay, you divide the word for me. Okay. Again,
this one,
you are a beginner?
Oh, actually,
she didn't tell me you are. You have some? Okay, halas. That's okay. No problem. We are reviving. Okay. Now, what is. Okay, this one? Very good. So now you feel that you can read. Alhamdulillah. And nasi. Halas, alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. But I want you to feel in reality that you are reading. Okay, if you feel that you still miss something to read, okay, or any of you sisters, alhamdulillah, you have basic, but also I want you to improve your reading because inshallah when we read we will move quickly with the Quran. Okay, so now we know this word. Okay, who will read for me this word now? Min. Min. Okay, min. Okay, so okay, I want you to look in the Quran with me now, Surah in the middle, Surah Al-Falaq, okay? And tell me how many men are in Surah Al-Falaq. The word men, how many in Surah Al-Falaq? Okay, quickly. How many times? Men, four times. Very good. How many men in Surah Al-Nas? In Surah Al-Nas, how many? In Surah Al-Nas. Okay, I will show you first two. Okay, first I will show you in Surah Al-Falaq. Okay, Sister Fawzia, look with me here. Now, this is men. One. This is men. Men, sharri ma khalaq. Then this is men. Women, women. So we have four women in Surah Al-Falaq. In Surah Al-Nas, we have men. Okay, men sharri. And we have men al-jinnati wal nas.
Where is the other one?
The last one, sorry. Last one, men.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so again, I want you to recognize where is men, okay, so that now I will give you another word with the letter noon, okay, and let us read it together, okay. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. When I want you, Al, as soon as you see these two, because this is very important in the Arabic, this is Al. Okay, when you read the Quran and you have Al, if you have some difficulty to pronounce the Arabic, say Al, then start the word. Divide at Al. Okay, don't keep on quickly because you will stop. Okay, because I was teaching Arabic yesterday how to read the Quran. Okay, you can listen to this one, inshallah, how to recite for the beginners. Okay, where to, you know, to start cutting the word so that it is easy. As soon as you read Al, stop. You will move, but just feel that this is now Al. Okay, then after Al, for this word, it is Al. This what we read it, okay? So you will say Al Nasi. It is easy now. Not say Al Nasi. Al Nasi. When you divide, okay, it will be more easy for you to pronounce the Arabic. Okay, so now I will give you one word. I hope you will divide because it is a long one. But for the sake of Allah, if any one of you knows how to read this word, don't say it to the others. Just raise your hand. So that will pick up where is the weak points. Okay, I wrote the word, now I will ask one of the big people of the Arabic. I will ask Sister Kifaya. Go ahead and read it. Come here. Because, mashallah, she look, I choose you because the word is difficult. So you look that you are the woman of the difficult issues. Come. I want you to read for me now this.
Al.
Okay.
Na.
Na.
Mim. No, this.
This is fe.
Oh, fa.
Okay.
La.
Okay, this is alif. F. Okay.
And sa. Alif.
Now I want you to read. Go ahead and read it. Okay, now? Okay, yal. Al, al, you al, and they divide.
Al.
Naf. Fa.
Naf.
Fa. B. because this is T. You see, I want you to know that this is the fatha before alif. This is long vowel, long vowel. Okay. Al, na, keep on. Al, na, fa, sa, ti. Okay.
Al, na, fa, sa, ti.
Okay. Now I will. Al, na, fa, sa, ti. We will learn how to read it. Okay. Because I want you to learn, inshallah, how to read any Arabic word. Okay? What will be the strategy? When you read, divide the word. When, especially, you know, in the Quran, you will find al-mu'mineen, al-muttaqeen, al-muhtadeen, long words. Okay? So you have to divide it. Okay? And this is the word. Okay? When you divide it, okay? Na-fa-sa-ti. Okay, first I want you to look to the word. Okay, now while you are looking to the word, you tell to yourself, this is Al, okay, then this is Noon. First you have to recognize the letters. Because if there is one letter you don't know it, you will not read anything. So first you say, so I want you to write number one, recognize the letters. Okay, because I didn't write this in the note, but I will write it actually. Recognize the letters. Okay? And then, recognize the vowels, the short and the long ones, okay? Recognize the vowels, okay? The short one, short and long, okay? And then, divide the word. And then you can read it, okay? So now let us follow this, okay? For this word. Let us follow here, okay? Now first I want... You can see well, okay. Oh, you want to take all of this? Okay. Okay. So now I want you, let us follow this for, steps to learn. First, I need to recognize all the letters. So I say this is Aleph. What is the next one by one? Lam. Okay, Sister Fawzia, what is this? Noon. Very good. Noon. Okay, Barqis, what is this? Fa. Okay, but what is this? Alif. Okay. No, I want you to say A. Don't say, okay, A. Okay, what is this now? Fa. Okay, and then? Alif. A, and then? Ta. So, alhamdulillah, now you recognize the letters. Let us now recognize the vowels. Okay, because when you recognize the vowels, you will read it immediately. So, it will be Al, Na, Fa. Then I say, this is Fatha and this is Alif. So this is a long vowel. So I will say, An-Nafa. Why I extend like this? Because of the Fatha and Alif. Okay, so now I say, An-Nafa. I will divide here. An-Nafa. Then I start again. This is Sa with Fatha and Alif. Again, long vowel. So Sa T. So now I will get it all together. Al nafa sa ti. You see? Al nafa sa ti. Yes. Yes. The shadda is above the noon. When you have shadda above any letter, as if you pronounce the letter twice. Okay? Heavy letter. So it will be an nafa sa ti. You pronounce the letter as if it is twice. It is not noon, one noon, it is two noon. So it is an-naf-fa-fa-ti. Again, the fa has also a shad. You see, so it is an-naf-fa-ti. You see how it is, yani it is a long word, but when you learn, number one, to recognize the letter, number two, to recognize the vowels, then you can go ahead and read it. Yes, go ahead. To the word an-nafasati in the Quran, you see, I want you to write it in your notebook. Write an-nafasati here in your notebook, so that you recognize how to read the Quran. You see, this is alif, and then lam. Okay, I am writing it now, sisters. Alif, lam, then noon with ashadda and fatha. Okay, and then fih with shadda and fatha. Okay, then fih, then te. Okay. Okay, sisters, I want you to look. Did you write it?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead and write it. Okay. Go ahead and write it. Because, yes.
Question, what was the fourth instruction? Recognize the letter, recognize the vowel, divide the word, and there was the fourth one. Pronounce it out.
Very important. Okay. To this word in the Quran, okay, if you don't know the rules, you will not be able to read it correctly. Okay, so what I will do when I read a word like this in the Quran, very long, first I will check the letters. Alif, Lam, Noon, Feh, Seh, Teh. I know the letters. Okay, number two, I check this is Shadda, Fatha, Shad. Then I see this one. I tell to myself, then again I see this one. This means that this word, there are two additional letters. I will add it when I will read. You see? Because this is Alif. And this is Alif. But it is always like this in the Quran. When you see this Alif, you add it. And you add it here. So it will be An-Naf-Sa-Ti. You get this Alif which is up and you put it down in the word. Okay, otherwise you will not be able to read it correctly. I will give you other examples of this, but this is very important to learn it from now. In the Quran, sometimes the alif is not added. If you have any question regarding, you know, let us keep the homework to the end. Because I want to finish with you everything. to have the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, I tell you one thing, just... Now, you know, I ask you to write this page 5 times, okay? But you will not write the big one. I will make it very simple for you now, okay? Inshallah, because the words are repeated many times. So if you will analyze this page, you will find 12 words or 13 only. But they are the same, you know, this is the Quran. You see, for you, this is the homework. You know, for the other group of the sisters, I am giving them the homework is to memorize 1 or 2 pages of the Quran. Memorization. And they have to get the homework. Now, alhamdulillah, we learn for some time together. It is the time to have homework with the Quran at home. If you don't have a homework with the Quran at home, the way will be too long for you with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You must have a time at home alone. You get this page of the Quran. You sit. You try to read. Wow, qal, ha, wa, a, la, la, like this. This is how you will be close to the Quran. How you will get the reward. How you will be close to Allah Subhanahu wa Taala. Every letter with 10 good deeds. So you can imagine how many good deeds you will have it when you will sit and write this. And I want to tell you also one thing, sister. Sign of your belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The sign that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with you. The sign that your connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is more strong is through your relation with the Quran. Your personal relation with the Quran. How? When you notice that at a time of the day, you tell to yourself, now I want to sit with the Quran. Now I want to try to improve my relation with the Quran. The more long you have time to do this job, this is the more clear sign that Allah likes you and wants you to be close to Him. Because the people of the Quran are the closest to Allah. The people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, Ahlul Quran hum Ahlullah. When you say, this is Balqis' daughter and Balqis' son and Balqis' husband, this is the closest to Balqis. Okay, the closest to Allah are the people of the Quran. The more you stay with the book, with clear intention, oh Allah, I want to learn. Oh Allah, I want to be close. Oh Allah, I will try my best. Okay, and I will revise every day. And be sure this is the best time, blessed time of the day. When Allah will give you the opportunity to be close to His book. If one day will come, and you will not do anything with the Quran, from today, inshallah, I want you to repent at the end of that day to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala push you away that day. You don't deserve the Quran. You don't deserve the good deeds. You don't deserve the mercy of the Quran. Believe me, sister, yesterday when I was in the masjid for Almida for 2 hours, I didn't, you know, look for the watch. When I went out, I get in 6:30, I went out 8:30. I tell to myself, it was like 15 minutes. You know, yes, you escape. You escape time. When you are with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as if you are living totally different time. Okay, you are close to Allah and it is always the source of all the mercy. Okay, so it is not for me and it is not for Allah. It is for yourself. If you feel that, alhamdulillah, you are a religious person, pious person, good person, check yourself with this one. Okay? When you will notice that all the time you want to revise, you want to read, you want to write, alhamdulillah, you are on the right track. If you don't get to the Quran, revise your relation with Allah in spite of anything. Okay, this is the sign. This is what I clarified to the Arabic-speaking sisters. Okay, now they will start to memorize Surah Al-Baqarah from now until the month of Ramadan. By the month of Ramadan, inshallah, they will finish Surah Al-Baqarah. You see, I told them, the one whom Allah like her will be the one to finish it. The one whom, you see, so they got very upset. And I put it, you will see it in the website in Arabic, it is a new book. Okay, and I put for them, you know, the sheikh reading the first five ayahs, the meaning, okay, tafsir and everything, and the date. And it is up to them. I told them, when the month of Ramadan, inshallah, will come, and you will notice that there are some sisters, they already memorized, as with you, there are some sisters, alhamdulillah, they can start, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ. Okay? The others will be very upset.
What masjid is this?
This Masjid Hamza.
Where?
This Masjid Hamza on Wednesday at 11:30 in the morning. Yes, this is the Arabic speaking. Actually, for you, I tell you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows, you know, the limitations of everyone. Alhamdulillah, we are learning Arabic, we are learning how to read, inshallah. And by time, when you want to memorize Surah Al-Baqarah, no problem, I can give you. But, you know, I always believe that, you know, everyone has to do what he can do. Okay, it is not that they will have more rewards than you. Allah knows, they speak Arabic, you don't speak Arabic. Allah knows, you know, everyone is created for what he can do. Okay? But just let us forget about this Surah Al-Baqarah. I just ask you for the sake of Allah to write it five times. Okay? If you write it six times, yes, to write it five times. But I will show you now how you will write it. It is not a big issue. Okay? I will summarize it for you. Okay? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Let me fill, it is very hot. Okay, let us open it. Okay. It is very hot. Why?
I don't know.
Okay, maybe the fan, yes. Close the fan, yes. I think, well, please, it is always the fan. I have the same problem at home, yes, the fan. So, yes. Let us now have the last letter of the Arabic so that, okay, the last letter of the Arabic letter, sister, is the letter ha. Okay, which is the letter ha. Okay, this is the ha, which is equal to the letter H again. Now, let me clarify to you, sister, let me clarify to you the last letter, okay, so that you know all the letters. Okay, now we have before the letter ha. Okay, the letter ha, when we have it, okay, this is the ha, okay, this is ha, it was equal to H with a dot below it. This means that it is a heavy H. When we pronounce the letter ha, I tell you, from here, okay? From the throat. Now we will have the letter he. The letter he is the light H, which is when you climb the stairs, okay, and you are tired. So what sound you will have? This is the letter he. Okay, alhamdulillah, this is the letter ha. Okay, how to remember the letter ha? The letter ha is have a curve, okay, and then a circle. Have a curve and the circle. It also ha. This is when you write it at the beginning. Okay, when you write it at the end, it will be straight line and a half a circle. Okay, yes, it has two different shapes. Letter ha, the problem of letter ha is that sisters, for the sake of many ways to write it. It is simple to remember. It is this is simple, but you have to know its shapes. It has different shapes. If it is at the beginning, it is like this. Okay, this is like this. Who will read for me this word? What is this? Again, yes. This is ha, plus noon, plus del. First, we have to know the letters, recognize the letters, then recognize the vowels. Okay? Then we will hand. Hand. Not end. Hand. 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 When there are some sisters called hand, okay, you don't know hand, this is the name of a sister. At the time of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there was a lot of hand. Okay, and also India, you know the country which is India, it is called Al-Hind in Arabic. Okay, you know India in English, okay, the India and Pakistan. You don't know India? Okay, this is Al-Hind. When in Arabic we call it Al-Hind. Al-Hind. I want you just to differentiate Al-Hind. Ha-na-da. Ha-na-da. Al-Hind. Okay? Al-Hind. So this is the ha at the beginning. Okay? Because this is alif lam. Forget about alif lam. Okay? When you write the ha at the beginning, this is the ha. Okay? But when now I will write fawziya, for example. Let us now, most of the names of the females, they end with the letter ha. Okay? For example, who will read for me this one? Fatima too. Okay, but this, okay, forget about this one. Okay? Fatima. 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 Okay, what is your fawziya? Okay, fa wa the ya fawziya. Okay, what's your name? Fajr. Fajr. Fajr.
Like the morning prayer.
Fajr. Fajr. Okay. But I will write your name. But now Fawziya, I want you to take care of this. For Fawziya, ha. This is Fawziya. This is the ha. Okay, like Khadija. Okay, most yes. Fa. Oh, sorry. Fa. Okay. Now I will write yes.
There's not two.
No, and two is later on. Later, now keep with the ha. When it is like this without any dots, just like this. Straight line. Now we will write, just a minute, Khadija. This is kha. This is dal. Di. When I have the ya preceded by a kasra, it is a long vowel. So it is Khadija. 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 Huh? Yes. This is okay. This is okay. I will write. Your name doesn't have a heh, but I will write. Okay. Now sister, the sister. Kifa. You see? First, just a minute. Sister Mahiba. Just a minute. Now first I have to recognize the letter. I tell to myself this is kaf. What is this? What is this? What is this? Yeah. What is this? Ha. What is this? Ha. I want you to concentrate. To concentrate. Or if you have any questions, just tell me. Okay? There is a difference between the ta and the ha. Okay? Now I am clarifying that her name is Fawziya, Khadija, Mahiba, okay? Umayma, Kifaya. Okay, this is the ha. Okay, Aisha. Okay, this is Aisha, but Aisha, as you know, the Hamza, I will give it next week, inshallah. Okay, so just what I want, this is Mahiba, for example. This is Mahiba. Mahiba. I didn't say Mahibaton. I say Mahiba. Ha. Ha. Now we are up to here, okay? Up to here. When I see this circle at the end, okay, line like this ended by a circle. Okay, this is the ha. Khadija. Ma. Ma, this is meem. Ma. He. Just a minute so that we learn the correct way to read, okay? Sister, this is ma. This is he. This is ye. This is be. This is he. Step number one. Step number two. This is fatha. Me. This is kasra. He. He followed by aye. So it is a long vowel. So it will be mahi be he. He. He has sukun. First the letters.
Alif, lam, wa, sin, wa, sin.
Very good. Then now we will have the vowels.
Alif, was.
Excellent. Al-was, wasi. Again?
Al-was, was.
Okay, you divide here.
Al-was,
was. Excellent. Okay, one by one.
Al-was, wasi.
Very good.
Al-was, wasi.
Very good.
Al-was, wasi.
Okay. Now I want to ask you one thing. Inshallah, if you learn in this class and the next class how to recognize, inshallah, it will be more easy than you think. When I see the alif lam, I say, okay, alif lam. Now I know alif lam. Then I see sukun, so I will divide here. Okay, I know this is wow, sin. You see, this letter, this word has only three letters. Alif, lam, wow, sin. This is the, then, ale, wasi, wasi. Okay, it is mainly of four. Okay, clear now? So now I will analyze with you, inshallah, these three surahs so that you know the most important, if there are any difficult words, we will read it together and we will write it together so that, inshallah, you know the homework. I don't want you to write the name of the surahs. Okay, if you feel it is difficult for you. Okay, because Surah Al-Ikhlas, I will teach you how to read the word al-ikhlas. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ. Maybe this is the difficult word for you. Yes.
If he doesn't have a...
Okay.
If he doesn't have a sukun,
okay.
Just
sin, yeah. It must be kasra or fatha or dam, accordingly. You just read what you find in front of you. Okay, it must have something. There must be a vowel. In the Quran, there must be a vowel. Okay? In each letter, yes. So now let us learn how to read this word. First, this word. Okay, now I want you to know the difference. Let us finish with. Now, when you see this one, without these two, this letter, what is this letter? This is he. This is he. Circle without anything is he. Okay, because the ha, as I mentioned, has many shapes. One of them is like this at the beginning, a curve and a circle. Okay, one of them is like this at the end, as we clarified, straight line and a circle. And it can be a circle alone. Okay, so all of these are the shapes of the letter ha. Clear? When the ha, when it is a circle, here or here, at the end of the word, has two dots, okay, it will be ta. Okay? This is the difference between the ha and the ta. Okay? So when I read like this, surah, ha. Why I say ha? Because this is ha, the letter ha. Okay? Because there is no dots. When I write it the same, surah, and I put two dots, what is the two dots? The two dots is the letter ta. It now it is ta. Not he. Okay, this is the difference of the two dots at the end when the letter he is there. When you have the, for example, when I have fa-we-ze-ya, I can say fa-we-ze-ya because now I have the circle with nothing. And I can say fa-we-ze-ya-ton, Now I pronounce it as te because of the two dots. When there was no two dots, I say fawzeyah. Okay, now this is clear. So you look at the letter ha at the end. If it doesn't have any dots, it is ha. If it has two dots, it is te. Clear? Okay. Sisters, now I will make for you just a minute. I want every one of you to have your paper like this. Okay, and while I am writing, you write with me. Okay, we will analyze the words of this page. We will analyze the words. Number one, surah 2. This is the first word up inside this one. Please look here. Surah 2. Surah 2. Surah 2. This means chapter of the Quran. Surah al-Ikhlas. Surah al-Nahl. Surah al-Maryam. Surah. Okay? Whatever in the Quran. Here, look here, sisters, to the Quran. Surah 2. Surah 2. Surah 2. If you have any Quran, yes. Have to know the difference. Look to the paper with you. It is called the Surah 2. There is two dots.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Did you see the two dots here?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so here you will read it Surah 2. Surah 2. You clarify the text. Surah 2. Okay? Here. No, forget that. Okay, look with me. Okay, look with me. It is written like this. Surah. Okay, did you see these two?
Yeah.
So this means that there is the letter T. So I will say Surah 2. Okay? What is above it is the Dhamma. Okay, Surah 2. Surah 2. T. Dhamma. How I will read? Sister, Farish, I will clarify to you what it
is. No, the way it is written here, you know, it's like.
It is like this, Farish. Just look here. When you see that T with Dhamma, you tell yourself. It is a ta with dhamma. So it is surah 2. Halas? This is the word in every chapter of the Quran, surah 2. Okay? What is the next up? The next up is okay? But the a had a hamza down. So it will be a le e. When the hamza is down, as if there is a kasra. So it is al. This is A, Le, then Alif, so it is A, Le, E, as I tell you, when you see the Alif, Le, the okay, so it is L, E. Now I start the word from Alif with a hamza down means the kasra down. Okay, so it is L, E, F, this is the Kha, F, La, see? L, this is why I tell you, you have to divide. L, then after the L, look here, sisters, I will start the word from. So it is L, خلاص, I forget about the L. E, kh, le, s. Al-ikhlas. Al-ikhlas is sincerity. Okay? This is قل هو الله أحد. Say he is Allah the one. Okay? قل هو الله أحد is the surah of the sincerity. I tell you, sister Fawzia, don't look much here. It will look difficult for you. Just go ahead then, by time you will learn. What is the problem?
This one right here, what is this one?
Is this is Lam Alif. Lam and Alif.
Okay.
You see? And yes, when you see a letter, above a letter, it is Lam Alif. Lam Alif. When there are two letters together, this, sisters, if you have any question, just ask me. No problem, we can have more time. Okay? But I want you now, did you know the word surah? This is very important to know how to read it when you will open the Quran.
Yes.
You will know surah 2. Okay? A, le, a, kh, la, su. I want to listen to you saying al-ikhlasu. Okay? Let us go slowly so that it will not be difficult for you. We will just just keep this paper with you, but today we will have the homework in the middle surah. The middle surah only. Okay? I will revise it with you now, word by word. This is what is the first word here up. No, here, Sister Fawzia. What is this?
Oh, surah.
Surah 2. Read for me the next one. Yalla, go ahead. Very good. For the sake of Allah, don't say to each other so that we recognize, okay, where is the weakness. If you will not recognize your weakness now and we start to read, you will not read with the others, okay? Okay, then what is the next word? What is this? Qul. Qul. Did you see Qul? Okay, everyone knows how to read it? If you know how to read it, raise your hand, sister. So that who will read for me the next one? Who will read the next one? The next word. A'uzu. Please look with me here. This is A. First, I recognize the letter. This is Alif. This is Ain. This is Waw. This is Tha. I know the letter. Then I start to check the vowels. Alif with the fatha, A. Ain with the Dhamma, A'u. This Dhamma and Waw is long vowel, A. A'uzu. Okay? So, Qul A'uzu. Please read after me. Say after me. Don't look, khala. Qul or please look. Qul. Look so that you say this is Qaf, this is Lam. Qul. A'uzu. Who will read the next? Be Rabbi. Then what is the next word, the sister Fawzia? Okay. Yes. Go ahead. Where?
Wa
min
shari.
Shari.
Wa
ghasiqin.
Waqab.
Now I will write for you the words of this ayah. One more effort you do. Please go ahead and revise the bit again. What is this? Where? What is this? Ma? What is this? Noon. So it is women. What is this? Sheen. Women. Shari. Okay, Shari. What is this? Meem. What is this? Alif. Ma. What is this? Qah. What is this? Lam. What is this? Qaf. Khalaq. Wa min shari ma khalaq. Okay. Next. Again, it is repeated again. Wa min. Okay. Shari. You see how the words are repeated? You see, sisters? Wa min shari. Then what is this letter? This is gha. So it is gha se q. First, know the letters. Vowels is not a big problem. The most important is the letter. Gha, se, qin. E, when I see the alif, I look to the hamza. If the hamza is down, this means the kasra. If the hamza is up, it means the fatha. Now the hamza is down, it's kasra. So it will be e, the. E, the. Okay? E, the. What is the next? Wa, qa, b, waqab. Okay, wamin again. You see, when you write it, I want you to write it like this down each other, so that you feel you are repeating the same words. Wamin, shari. What is the next? Who will read the next? An-nafasati. When you write, sister, the nafasati, I want you to write it in detail as we learn it. Okay? An-na-fa-sa-ti. Fi, this is fa and ya. Fi, a, le, au, qa, de. Fi, al-uqad. Fi, al-uqad. This is fi, fa, ya. Fi, a, le, au, qa, de. Wa, min, sharri, harit.
ومن شر
حاسد 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 إذا حسد. الحمد لله. Please to write the word سورة الفلق and you write سورة الفلق 7 times. Okay? And while you are writing it, put the word من شر 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 شر. Arrange the writing so that it like this. You see how I write it? Min shar, min shar, min shar. So that gradually, you know, you feel this is shar, shar, shar. This is min, this is ma, this is fi, this is al-uqad, a'uzu, birab, khalaqa, ghasiq. You have the vocabulary, okay? When you will put it like this, inshallah. Okay, it will take for the sake of Allah. When you are writing the Arabic now, you say, قل قل. You know, you recognize this is قاف, this is لام, this is A, عو عين وا وا. You repeat with yourself. أعوذ أعوذ ب ب ر ر ب ب. Revise the letters. Revise the alphabetic again and again. It is not important to write. The most important is to recognize the letters. Okay? Because this is the simple words of the Quran. When we read the Quran more, you will find more complicated words. Inshallah. Let us make it. Oh Allah, our Lord, inspire us with good conduct and save us from our evil. And oh Allah, our Lord, cause your love to exceed all love in us and cause your fear to be the greatest of all fears in us. Ameen. Oh Allah, controller of the hearts, keep our heart firm in your religion and keep it contented with your worship.
Amen.
Oh Allah, our Lord, guide us with those whom you have guided. Allah, our Lord, strengthen us with those whom you have given strength.
Amen.
Oh Allah, our Lord, take us to your care with those whom you have taken to your care.
Amen.
Oh Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness.
Amen.
Oh Allah, our Lord, we ask you for success on the day of judgment and a life of happiness.
Amen.
Oh Allah, our Lord, we seek refuge in you from a decline in your favor.
Amen.
And from a change in your protection. And from your sudden punishment and all your displeasure.
Amen.
Ya Allah, make the best of our deeds our last deeds.
Amen.
And the best of our life our last moments.
Amen.
And the best day of our life the day we meet you.
Amen.
Oh Allah, our Lord, truly we have wronged ourselves and none can forgive sins except you.
Yes.
Oh Allah, our Lord, we ask you to make our husbands and our offspring comfort to our
Amen.
Eyes.
Amen.
Oh Allah, our Lord, we ask you to increase your blessings and your favor upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and his companion and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.